Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in business. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 16 of this podcast, Business Behind the Scene. My name is Francesca Moy, and thank you one more time for having me here and to listen to my podcast. We are literally reaching amazing numbers, and people are starting to message me with lots and lots and lots of feedback on the podcast, and I am just so grateful to all of you for listening to this. It's just quite interesting how I think I said that before, but listen, running and talking about to a microphone in a video room and just be me and the microphone, and knowing that you're going to listen on the other side, I feel like I can really talk to you. I can really like reach you. I can really get to in your head and let you know that it's okay. You're going to be okay. It's going to be fine. No matter what happens around you, you're going to be okay. And sometimes we need those words. Sometimes we don't say those words to ourselves enough. I mean, I just finished a 6 weeks tour. It has been a really, really busy 6 weeks. We had over 14 events in the last 6 weeks with lots and lots and lots of people attending those events. And on top of it, there has been the podcast and the webinars and everything that we do as well. And some of these events were 3 days, 2 days, weekends and things like that. So it happens in my life, in my business, that I've decided that when I'm on, I'm on. And then when I'm off, I'm off. And so for the next 3 months, it's quiet. Quiet. Like, you know, there's going to be a lot of delivery. There's going to be a lot of recordings. We're moving a lot online. So there's going to be a lot of me in this video room recording and talking a lot to you guys in another ways. And I'm excited. Eric has been trying to get me online for a while, and okay, I'm listening, baby. I'm doing this. It terrifies me. It terrifies me to go offline, well, online, because I've been offline for so long and I know how it works. I know how to make over $1 million in business easily by following what I follow. I know how to do it. I know how to do it. I can do a band folder. I know exactly my numbers. I know how to make $1.7 million business every single year. I know how to do that. I don't know how to go online. And it scares you. When something new, it scares you. And the reason why is because your business is a 3D printout of your thoughts. So whatever we think about something, we're going to manifest it. So for years, I was thinking that online doesn't work. I'm an offline person. I'm a touchy-feely person. I love to get to know people. I love to meet them face-to-face. I love to get them in the room and get shit done. I always have the limiting belief that I also couldn't have a team member away, far away, because they wouldn't work as hard. And that is not true. It's just my idea, my opinion that it's not true. Well, it's true if I believe it, but it doesn't necessarily need to be true. I can change my thought and make it true as well. I know. I'm going straight there. But the thing is, do you think about it? What is that you see other people doing, but it hasn't worked for you? Why? You're not different from them. I'm not different from them. Why some people can and we can't? The only thing that stops us from achieving anything is our mind, is our thoughts. Our thoughts create our reality. And that is in everything. It's in business, in relationships, in our body, it's in our family, in your job relationship with your colleagues, everything. Everything we do is being created from our brains. So what's stopping you? I used to really think nobody would buy my online membership, and we launched a mastermind at the beginning of January, and we already have over 60 people in it. And it's $97 a month, cancel anytime. If you're not in the mastermind, by the way, and you're listening to this and you love it, what are you waiting for? We take all this material, we take it to the next level. We work on your mindset, we work on your Facebook, we work on your personal branding, we work on your marketing, we work on your messaging, we work on all the things that you are not doing right now, and we get you to do them. And I love the mastermind. It's going to become huge. I have no doubts. Now that I started, I have no doubts. And now that Eric is making me do more for it, I have no doubts. It's going to be outstanding. So if you're not part of it, now, you know, the price is going to go up for sure because we're adding so much value. We want this to be the best mastermind anybody can be in the whole of Australia. So here we go. Watch out for this mastermind. And now I believe the opposite. So have you ever believed something so badly and then all of a sudden you started to see that the opposite is true? And you start to see that also the opposite is possible. And you started to slowly believe that too. How many things you didn't believe and then you start believing and it start happening? I had to work on my mindset so much because I didn't believe I could go online. And I was wrong. I was wrong. And my business is now going to turn into more of an online membership. And I know it's going to work. And we're going to start to do more online. I mean, I'm not going to ever stop the offline because I love it. I'm never going to stop going offline because I love that. We're going to do mafia conferences. We're going to do things to meet people and meet you guys face to face. But most of the workshops are going to be online. So think about money. People think of money as something that happened to you or something that you have or you don't have. Or I never have enough money, or I never have money for what I want to buy, or I don't have the money in the bank account. Money just doesn't happen to you. It's not that you have or you don't have money. We all born with no money with us. There maybe your parents got money and all of that, but we all have the same amount of money when we are born. And there are some people that decide to make a decision to have money regardless of what the parents have or not. And there's some people that decide to don't have money regardless of what the parents have or not. I know many people that had parents that had lots of money and never had money. I know a lot of people that grew up with parents that were super rich and have nothing because they didn't want to accept the money from their parents and they didn't want to be entitled and all of that. So think about how much money do you need? How much money do you need to survive? This is a question that a lot of people ask themselves. And I say, it's the wrong question to ask. I used to ask that question all the time. I don't need that much money. I'm good with this little bit of money. The thing is, that is keeping you small. That is keeping you scarce. The question you need to ask yourself is, how much money would you like? What if it's possible for you to have all the money that you like and you're not taking any money away from other people? Because that's something that used to stop me. I used to think, I'm not greedy. I don't need that much. But then why? Why not being greedy? There is enough money for everybody. There is enough abundance for everybody. All you need to do is make a decision how much money you want. How much money would you like? And so put a number to it. Literally put a number to it right now. No, I'm not hearing you. I can hear your brain. It goes, oh, as soon as a number come up, your brain is saying that's not possible. Isn't that right? I know your brain. Pick a number. Come on. A number. Any number. Right. Divide that by 12. Divide that number by 12. So let's say that you chose 100,000. That's 8,300 a month. How does that feel like? Where does it feel like that in your body? Is that possible? Do you believe it? Well, let me say, if you say that you believe it, but you don't have it, that means you don't believe it. I know. What that means is that we truly believe in what we have. We don't believe what we don't have because if we did believe it, we would have it. So you might be on the progress, on your way to believe it, but you don't believe it yet. And so we want to change that. Everything you have right now around you, it has been a thought first. It doesn't just happen to you. You have thought it. You have thought, then accepted that it's going to happen. Then you find a way. Then you find the how. And then it happened. Everything that happens to you, your shoes, you first thought of it. Then you found them and then you bought them. Your dress, your pants, your glasses, your computer, your phone that you're listening this on. You first thought about, I need to buy a phone. And then you went to the shops and you found it and then you bought it. Everything you have thought at first. So why not start to create our thoughts? Why not start to create our future using our thoughts? Because your business is a 3D printout of your thoughts. Let's start to think consciously. Let's start to really work on our mindset. Let's really create the life of abundance that we all deserve. And if you're still sitting there thinking, but why me? I'm greedy. If I get money, I'm greedy. Please don't think that. Because people like you are the people that need more money. People like you are people that deserve more money. Money will only enhance the person that you are. Money will only make your person that you are even a better person. Money is what we all need to stop hating, needs to stop being afraid, because it's everywhere. You can create your future. Now, more than ever, you need to step up as a leader and have as much money as possible, because so you can help the economy. The economy is made of people like us that we're not afraid of spending money. And the more money we spend, the more money circulates. And I remember when I first started a business and I was spending so much money in my business, I was thinking, you know what? At least I'm moving the economy. I mean, I'm not maybe making much of a profit yet, but I'm moving the economy. And I'm a part of this global economy. So what part are you playing in this economy? Because a lot of us, we sit there and we complain and we're fearful about what's going to happen to the world and what's going to happen to the economy. But all we can control is what part are we going to have in this economy? What part do you want to have? Do you want to be there not affording anything and not be able to participate to the economy? Or are you going to be there leading the economy? I choose to lead. I choose to make enough money so that I can spend enough money to give jobs to people, the amazing jobs, to give holidays, to give pay rises, to give amazing value to my clients, to take my mom and dad and Eric's mom and dad on holiday, to grow our family. I choose to spend money, rent, buy houses, invest, dresses. I choose to make money so I can be a leading person in this world, in the economy, and I can actually make an impact. I don't choose to sit and watch economy. When people tell me that, oh my God, this all of this is happening, what's going to happen to economy? I say, this is the time for you to go and spend. This is the time for all of you guys to not go and sit on your money and put it under your mattress, but actually go out there and invest it and spend it and use it, because there is people out there that need your money. It's time for you to go and help people. If you're a coach, if you're a mentor, if you can help people, go and sell your products so you can help them. There was a person on social media that was saying, I can't believe it, to someone else. They were saying, I can't believe you in these times, so you're here promoting your business. How dare you? And I'm thinking, what? How dare you not to? It was during the fires here in Australia. Everybody was like panicking about, you know, it was a disaster, absolutely. But the thing is, the world doesn't stop. We can't stop living. We can't stop selling our business because there is a tragedy going on. There is thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of beautiful souls die every day for all different reasons. I mean, we can't stop living because other people are stopped living. We need to be the example. We need to keep going. We need to keep showing up. We need to keep selling our businesses so that we can impact the economy positively. No matter what happens around, we can't stop promoting our businesses. And that doesn't mean that you don't have a heart. It means that I am contributing to the economy. Stopping everything, it doesn't help. And I'm so passionate about this because so many of us are going out there on social media and judging what other people are doing in these times. Stop judging and thinking that everybody do their best. If you, right now, you feel like you want to lock yourself in the house, then do it. If you right now feel like you want to go out there, then do it. Whatever you think is right, is right. And we can't judge other people for doing what they want to do. We're all adults and we all can make our own decisions. There's no right or wrong. All we can do is to believe that our decisions are the right ones, but without judging other people's decisions. Now more than ever, the world needs leaders like us to make money, to spend money, to contribute, to give positive energy out there on social media, to put yourself out there. Your business, your life, everything you do is a 3D printout of your thoughts. So what are your thoughts? Not what other people's thoughts are. What are yours? What do you think about what's happening? What do you think about money? How about people who think that I'm greedy? What do you think? What does it matter what other people think? I used to be terrified. When I started to make money, I used to be terrified. And I used to, when I hired my first assistant, I used to explain to her where the money was going. I used to feel guilty when every client will come up and pay me. I used to feel guilty and explain to her, okay, they pay me, but now I've got this expense and that expense and that expense. So I was sure there was no profit. So that's why I had to pay her so little. And I was feeling guilty and I was trying to explain to her that I wasn't paying myself. And that wasn't helping anybody. Not paying myself is definitely not serving her or me. I was just playing victim. I was trying to spend money so I didn't have to pay her more. Isn't that fascinating? We need to own the fact that we are in business and we are making money. It's okay. It's okay to make money in business. Welcome. Welcome to reality. It is okay. There's nothing wrong with you having a business, having a profitable business. And as I say that to you, I know what you're thinking because I had to do so much work on my mindset to start to accept that my business was profitable. I was always willing to pay other people more than I pay myself. Until I stopped it. Until I realized that I wasn't serving anybody by doing that. If we can all together make an effort to post positive posts every day, to talk more about money, the money awareness will be greater. Everybody will have a better mindset about money if we were just honest about money. Stop hiding how much money you're making. And I'll give you a challenge. Go out there and at least come to my website and tell me in the website, post how much money you're making, how much money you made this month. Be proud of it. Tell me. Tell the world. There's not enough people sharing how much money they're making. And by not sharing how much money you're making, you're not showing other people what's possible. There is people out there, they come to my workshops and they say, I would love to make $5,000 a month. And I say, stop it. It's so easy to make $5,000 a month. That's nothing. Like, I can show you to do that like in no time. That's easy. Let's show you how to make 20, 30, 40, 50,000 a month. That's exciting. $5,000 a month? Come on. You can make that. That's easy. And people that listen to this and thinking, what? Easy? And I remember that I didn't think it was easy at the beginning when I first started. But like everything, once you do it once, then it becomes easy. So all you need to do is to hustle your way to your first $5,000 a month. Once you've done that, you can do that over and over and over and over and over again. So let's create your future. Let's create your money future. If you're going to your future, make up stories anyway, because we do that all the time, right? We say, I can't afford this, I can't afford that, I can't do this, I can't do that. Because and you make a decision usually from your past, because I haven't done it before, I don't think it's going to happen in the future. If you're making up your future anyway, why not make it up with the things that you really want? Why not create an abundant future? Why don't we work on something that you could create and really go out there and make it happen? If you really genuinely believe that your business is a 3D printer of your thoughts and you start to work on your thoughts consciously, you can create your future. You can create the future that you really want. All you need to do is to work on your thoughts and be conscious about what's going on into your brain every day. And once you've done that, boom, you can do whatever you want. And remember, money will always make you greater than what you are. So if you are an amazing, generous person, money is only going to make you more generous and more amazing. If you are greedy and in scarcity and you hold on to money, you're a tight ass, money is going to only make you a bigger tight ass and a bigger greedy person and a more in scarcity than ever, because then you'll be afraid of losing it. So change who you are now. Decide who you are. I decide not to be in scarcity. I decide to live in abundance. Go out there and give $50 note to a stranger just cause. Go and do it and see the reaction of the stranger. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear. I've done that myself. That's why I'm asking you to do it. I would love to notice how you feel when you hand in the $50. I would love to know how you're feeling now that I'm telling you to do it. Who's freaking out? Who's going, oh my God, no, $50 to a stranger? What if you choose someone that really needs it? What if you choose someone that doesn't need it? What if the person that you give it needed less than you? What if? I would love you guys to go and do this exercise, and I love your feedback. So go into my website, francescamoy.com, and follow my podcast in there and go and give me a note. I would love to see how you're going. And if you guys are enjoying this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to leave a review. Please, I'm looking to put my reviews up in iTunes so I can reach more people, because I've heard from you guys that you're finding this podcast really helpful for your mindset. So please, please share it around, pay it forward, and go and give $50 to someone that you don't know if they need it or not. Just choose someone randomly in the streets. Let me know how you go. Go and play abundant. Thank you, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out the Entrepreneur's Abundance Mindset Mastermind. It's my monthly mastermind where you get to spend time with me, where we take all this material, we apply it, we study it, and so we can take your business to a whole new level. So just go to the Francesca Moy, the Meetup Queen Facebook business page, and then just send me a message and you'll be able to choose the option EAM Mastermind. I would love to have you join me there, and I'll see you next week.